Hello, and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most practical topics you'll encounter in your OCR GCSE Mathematics exam, ratio and proportion. This is topic 1.4, and trust me, it's absolutely everywhere in real life, from cooking recipes to currency exchange, from map reading to mixing paint colors. Now, here's the thing about ratio and proportion. OCR examiners love it because it bridges arithmetic and algebra. It tests whether you can think multiplicatively, not just additively, and that's exactly what we're going to master today. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to tackle those tricky ratio questions that can appear on both foundation and higher tier papers. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. So, what exactly is a ratio? Simply put, a ratio compares the sizes of two or more quantities. If I have 3 red sweets and 5 blue sweets, the ratio of red to blue is 3:5. Written as 3:5. The key thing to remember is that ratios show relative sizes, not absolute amounts. Now, the first skill OCR expects you to have is simplifying ratios. This is worth at least 1 mark in most questions. Here's the golden rule. Always, always, always check your units first. If you're comparing 50 centimeters to 2 meters, you cannot write that as 50:2. You must convert to the same units first. So 2 meters is 200 centimeters, giving you 50:200. Then you find the highest common factor, which is 50, and divide both parts by it. That gives you 1:4. That's your simplified ratio, and that's your mark secured. Let's talk about sharing quantities in a given ratio. This is a classic exam question worth 3 to 4 marks. Imagine the question says, divide 240 pounds between Amy and Ben in the ratio 3:5. Here's what candidates often get wrong. They divide 240 by 3, or they divide 240 by 5. That's not how it works. You need to add the parts of the ratio together first. 3 plus 5 equals 8 parts in total. So each part is worth 240 divided by 8, which equals 30 pounds. Amy gets 3 parts, so that's 3 times 30, which is 90 pounds. Ben gets 5 parts, so that's 5 times 30, which equals 150 pounds. Always check your answer adds back to the total. 90 plus 150 equals 240. Perfect. Now, let's move on to proportion. There are two types, direct proportion and inverse proportion, and OCR will test both. In direct proportion, when one quantity increases, the other increases at the same rate. The formula is y equals kx, where k is the constant of proportionality. A classic example, if 5 pencils cost 2 pounds, how much do 8 pencils cost? You find the cost of 1 pencil first, 2 divided by 5 equals 40 pence. Then multiply by 840 times 8 equals 320 pence, or 3 pounds 20. That's the unitary method, and it's worth a method mark. Inverse proportion is trickier. Here, when one quantity increases, the other decreases. The formula is y equals k divided by x. Think about workers and time. If 4 workers take 6 hours to build a wall, how long will 6 workers take? First, find K4 times 6 equals 24. So K equals 24. Then use the formula time equals 24 divided by 6, which equals 4 hours. More workers means less time. That's inverse proportion in action. On higher tier, you might see inverse proportion with squares. Y is proportional to 1 over x squared. The formula becomes y equals k divided by x squared. If y equals 8 when x equals 2, first find k. 8 equals k divided by 4, so k equals 32. Then if x equals 4, y equals 32 divided by 16, which equals 2. Write the formula first, substitute, solve for k, then use it again. That's how you secure all the method marks. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's talk exam technique. OCR mark schemes are very specific about what earns marks. For ratio questions, you'll see M1 for method, B1 for simplification, and A1 for accuracy. That means even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn 2 out of 3 marks if your method is correct. Common mistake number 1, not converting units. If the question gives you meters and centimeters or pounds and pence, convert them before you simplify. Examiners see this error constantly, and it costs candidates easy marks. Common mistake number 2, indifference problems. If a question says, the difference between their shares is 60 pounds, that 60 is not the total, it's the difference between the parts. So if the ratio is 2:5, the difference in parts is 3. Each part is 60 divided by 3, which equals 20. Then calculate the actual shares. Common mistake number 3, confusing direct and inverse proportion. Read the question carefully. Does one quantity increase when the other increases? That's direct. Does one decrease when the other increases? That's inverse. Underline the keywords in the question. For Best Buy problems, always calculate the cost per unit. Don't just guess which looks cheaper. Show you're working. Divide the price by the weight or volume for each option, then compare. Marks are awarded for the method, not just the correct choice. And here's a pro tip. Annotate your ratios. Write the names above the numbers. If it's red colon blue equals 3:4, write red above the 3 and blue above the 4. This stops you reversing the order in your final answer, which is a very common error that loses the accuracy mark. Something for a recall quiz 1 minute. Right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What's the first step when simplifying a ratio? Answer. Check the units are the same and convert if necessary. Question 2. When dividing a quantity in a ratio, what do you divide by? Answer. The sum of all the parts in the ratio. Question 3. What's the formula for direct proportion? Answer. Y equals kx, where k is the constant. Question 4. What's the formula for inverse proportion? Answer. Y equals k divided by x. Question 5. In a Best Buy problem, what should you calculate? Answer. The cost per unit, like cost per 100 grams or cost per liter. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. All right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essentials of ratio and proportion for your OCR GCSE. Remember, simplify ratios by converting units first, then dividing by the highest common factor. When sharing quantities, add the parts, divide the total, then multiply. For direct proportion, use y equals kx. For inverse proportion, use y equals k over x. And always, always show you're working, because method marks can save you even if you make a calculation error. Ratio and proportion accounts for a significant portion of your exam, and it links to so many other topics: fractions, percentages, algebra, and even trigonometry. Master this, and you're building a solid foundation for success. Practice those exam-style questions, focus on the command words, and remember, examiners are looking for clear, logical working. You've got this. Thanks for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay confident, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck with your revision.